George Jessel's 30 Minutes in Hollywood.
Starring George Jessel with Norma Talmadge. And by courtesy of the Hal Roach Studios, bringing you the guest appearance of Our Gang Kids. Fresh from their current picture, Our Gang Follies of 1938. Also by courtesy of Paramount Studios, Johnny Down. And the well-known star maker and writer of many popular song hits, Gus Edwards. With Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell, and the wonder child, Josephine Starr.
Master Jessel's 30 Minutes in Hollywood. This is the School Days program, and it is our privilege to dedicate it to the educational system of this country and as a tribute to the American schoolboy and girl whom we consider the smartest anywhere.
Little Tommy Tucker will now play for his supper by the permission of the Musician Junior, local number 47.
Jessel's little red schoolhouse. Yes, the Al Gang kids are pupils here. Who am I? Well, I'm the monitor. Oh, you want to talk to Georgie Jessel? He's standing in the corner with a high hat on, and it's made out of paper. Oh, Georgie Jessel, your mother wants you.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, Mom. No, everybody isn't going crazy. This is the School Days program. Yeah, I'm in school again. You're surprised I'm not playing hooky? No, no, nothing to be surprised about. The track isn't open today, yeah. Say, tell me, how is Willie doing in school? Is he getting good marks? He is, and I don't mean there. I mean on his report card. He's at the bottom of the class. He likes to be at the bottom of the class. Why? It's near the radiator. Well, it's all right. Say, what does little Willie want for his birthday? He wants a ticket on that horse that paid $673. Right. Call me back later. I'm late for school.
I can learn my ABCs, bring home A's as well as B's, and my ma and dad I please.
If you had written in your nursery rhyme.
In a corner on a stool, I sit cause I broke a rule, but I'd show them I'm no fool.
If you had written in your nursery rhyme.
Tra-la-la-la-la won't get me far, and lately I've been thinking.
If you had a little bit of rhythm, you could be a Washington or a Lincoln.
Simple Simon at the fair.
Ned of Pyman, who was there?
But about those two guys, I don't care.
But I need rhythm in my nursery rhyme.
But school days, they were happy days. Those days of our childhood that can never be lived again, only in sweet memory. You remember? Carrying the books for your childhood sweetheart, smoking corn silk behind the barn, and that old swimming hole, remember? Last one in is a sissy.
Yeah, and you were always the last one in.
I was not. But the years cover a multitude of everything, and that brass ring that you grabbed as a kid still seems more valuable than that diamond wristwatch you may be wearing now. Time marches on, my friends, and too darn fast.
Reading, writing, arithmetic are the things that make us sick.
Oh, Mama, I'd rather make rhythm.
Oh, I need rhythm in our nursery rhyme.
Hurry up, kids. Get back to your desk. Here comes the teacher.
Good morning, children. Tell those our gang kids to get in here. Come on, Dollar, Porky, Buckwheat, Alfalfa, Spanky. Quiet, children, quiet. I don't know how Hal Roach can stand it in the studio. And you, Spanky, you must make Mr. Roach crazy.
Yeah, and also make him a lot of money.
That's enough out of you, Spanky. Alfalfa, where are the hills of Tennessee?
Don't look at me, teacher. I haven't got them.
Oh, Alfalfa, what do you expect to be when you grow up?
A radio crooner.
Why, Alfalfa, I'm surprised.
Oh, is that so? Well, what is Bing Crosby got that I haven't got? Listen. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes, boo, boo, boo. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes, boo, boo, boo. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain, boo, boo, boo.
Forky, what comes after 75?
76. Spirit.
Quiet, Spanky. And now we'll take up botany. Buckwheat, what is your favorite flower?
Buckwheat.
What did you say?
You heard me. I said buckwheat.
Listen, Buckwheat, I heard you say your prayers last night. You must remember one thing. When you finish, it's amen, not yeah, man.
Waiting for you.
Dollar, if you don't stop singing, you won't learn anything.
I don't care.
You don't? Why?
Well, Mother always said, what I don't know won't hurt me.
Who can tell me what an eagle is?
I can, teacher.
All right, Alfalfa, what is an eagle?
2 times 2 equals 4.
Spanky, what animal supplies your mother with furs?
How rope.
That's wrong.
That's what you think.
Quiet. I'm not going to give out the awards for the year until everybody is here. Who's late?
Georgie Jessel.
Why is he always late?
He still thinks he's going to be mayor of New York. Ha ha!
Good morning, teacher. Here's a nice apple for you. I could have brought you the big apple, only my sister is doing it. Say, can I whisper in your ear, teacher?
Yes, you may. In the meantime, I'll tell the class. Children, Georgie Jessel brought a boy to school today who graduated from the first Hal Roach R-Gang school. He's a big boy now, and he's a picture star at Paramount, where he just finished a picture, Thrill of a Lifetime. I only hope you all grow up as nice as he. Johnny Downs.
Thank you, Miss Talmy. Thank you.
And now, Johnny, will you tell the children how you became a success?
Well, I'm not much of a speech maker, Miss Talmage, but just to be sociable, I'll lick any kid in this room.
I wish Cantor was in this class. Go ahead, Johnny.
Listen, kid, success is nothing but the process of evolution.
Will you explain it to the class?
Well, evolution is the prosecution of an institution causing the distribution of the Constitution of which there is no solution by any mind of a Lilliputian.
Quiet, quiet. The next time I hear that, I'll make the one who did it stand in the corner and say Maxie Rosenblum 300 times. Johnny, will you sing a song for the class?
Well, I'd be glad to, Miss Talmage. I'll sing Tonight We Love from the picture of the same name.
The night is so divine, my darling, and you are mine. Tonight we love, night with you. My heart will soar above into the blue. Your eyes rule the stars, they pause in their flight and gaze with delight at you. You, tonight we love, I'm yours, you're mine. We know the meaning of the word divine. Tomorrow's a dream and yesterday's a memory. Tonight, tonight we love. Tonight I'm yours, you're mine. We know the meaning of the word divine. Tomorrow's a dream and yesterday's a memory. Tonight, tonight we love.
Thank you, Johnny. You must visit us again sometime.
Quiet.
Who pulled my chair away?
That good little boy, Johnny Downs.
Spanky McFarlane, you're a naughty boy. And you're way back in your studies, too, so I'm only going to give you 3 D's on your report card.
What do I care? I got 4 bells from Jimmy Fiddler.
No back talk, Spanky. And now, children, you'll be given your singing lesson by our 7.5-year-old singing teacher, Josephine Starr.
Good morning, children.
Good morning, Miss Starr.
Who did that?
That good little boy, Johnny Downs.
Why, he's gone.
Well, he told me to do it before he left.
And now, children, our singing lesson for today is The Nightingale and the Rose. So listen carefully, please.
There will now be a recess for 20 years.
You're listening to George Jessel, 30 Minutes in Hollywood. We're speaking to you from the schoolroom. Children somehow make people bring out the softer qualities in their voices, and particularly those fellows who do the children's programs on the air, you know, Peter Rabbit, Uncle Con, Uncle Wiggle. I have a friend who used to be a fighter, at least that's what he thought. He gave it up because it got so bad he had to buy sponges by the wholesale to throw in the ring. But anyway, his name was Battling Bazola, and since then, since he's quit fighting, he has a radio program for the kiddies. He calls himself Uncle Spike. And he's so imbued with the spirit of his kiddie programs that he got so he talked the same on the street. For instance, I met this fellow the other day. I said, hello, Uncle Spike. He said, hello, Georgie Wargie. Haven't seen you since the little Peter Rabbit had pups. What about little Drinky Winky? I said, I don't mind if I doozy woozy. He says, you know, Georgie Wargie, I'm M-A-R-R-R-I-E-D nowsy, and I want you to come homey womey with me for lunchy wunchy. I'll call up Ify Wifey and see what the little princess has for lunchy wunchy. So he called up, and this was the conversation. Hello, little Mumsy Wumsy. This is Daddy Waddy. I'm bringing Georgie Wargie home for lunchy wunchy. What are we going to have, Wabby? Oh, goody, goody, goody. Anything up? He said, crunch, crunch, crunch. What do you think the little has for lunch? I said, I don't know. Hope she has broken milk bottles and carp attacks by the bunch, bunch, bunch. So we... Oh, I'm sorry, folks. Here comes teacher.
Good morning, children. Why, Georgie Jessel's still in the same class.
I'm trying to outlast the janitor.
Georgie, why do you always play hooky?
Class hatred, teacher. Class hatred.
Now, listen, children. The principal is coming today, and I want you all to be letter perfect, so I'm going to take you through your lessons now so there won't be any retakes. Georgie Jessel, put down that racing form and pay attention. What is the meaning of IQ?
IQ?
Yes, IQ.
If you like me, I IQ.
That's wrong. I'll explain.
You don't have to. Gotta laugh, Norma. Jump right ahead.
I want to know who wrote this on the blackboard.
I know, but I'm not going to tell
Georgie Jessel. Georgie, did you write this on the blackboard? Georgie loves the teacher.
Yes, teacher, I wrote it.
Just for that, you stay after school.
See, Spanky, it pays to advertise.
And now, children, before the principal gets here, we'll just have time for a dress rehearsal for our school play, Little Red Riding Hood. Now, let me see.
Can I be the wolf?
No, Spanky, you're not mean enough. The wolf must be very mean, stubborn, thick-headed, and cruel. Georgie Jessel will be the wolf.
Just for that, I'm going to put tax on your chair and glue in your ink bottle, teacher.
See how mean he is, children? He's not even acting yet.
I want to be the wolf!
All right, you can be the wolf. Georgie Jessel can be the grandmother, and I'll be Little Red Riding Hood.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf, the four Marx brothers, or the five quintuplets? I can lick the whole damn bunch. I wonder where Little Red Riding Puss is. Should have been in here a half a page ago. I'm so hungry I could eat the script, believe me.
Over the river and through the woods to Grandmother's house I go.
Who is it?
It's me, Grandma, your darling little grandchild.
Well, it's about time you visited your poor old grandma like a regular lost soul here in Brooklyn. Nobody ever comes to see me. Drop a nickel in the slot and come in.
I ain't got a nickel, Grandma. All I got is a dime.
You're some dope, even if you are my own grandchild. So drop a dime and come in twice.
I'm so glad to see you, Grandma. I thought the wolf was here and ate you up already.
The wolf was here, but I bagged him.
You did?
Yeah, I bagged him and bagged him until he finally went away.
You're coughing much better today, Grandma.
I should. I've been practicing all night.
Grandma, don't you think you ought to cut out cigarettes?
I can't.
Why not?
I'm saving the coupons for a new doormat.
How many do you need?
Only 80,000.
How many have you got?
300.
Do you think you'll make it?
I will if my lungs hold out. And ice cream ought to be with Keith. Look, honey, have a pinch of snuff.
Oh, no thanks, Grandma. I never use it.
Don't be a dope. Take a pinch. It'll make you sneeze in school and the teacher will send you home. Go ahead.
Grandma, you know you're getting awful big. You ought to exercise.
Exercise? There isn't a night I don't use the cocktail shaker for 3 or 4 hours.
And, Grandma, what a big nose you have.
Don't get personal with Grandma now. I'm awfully hungry, Little Red Riding Hood. What page is he eating on?
Oh, yes. I brought a basket of goodies for you, Grandma. I almost forgot.
Almost forgot. Fine grandchild. Fine man riding hood. Poor grandma could almost starve to death. What did you bring me?
Some apple strudel and borscht.
Where is it?
I left it outside on the windowsill.
I'll get it. Don't go away, child. I'll be back in a flash with the borscht. There goes the borscht.
What happened?
It's gone with the window.
Miss Talmadge, the principal is here.
Tell him to come right in. Now, children, don't forget your little welcome for the principal.
so many memories his visit brings to me, recalling yesterday's my early minstrelsy. And so Gus Edwards, my whole life through, I'll keep my memories of you.
Welcome to Jessel's Little Red Schoolhouse, Mr. Edwards.
Thank you, Miss Talmadge. You know, I'm having a great time. I'm visiting all my pupils here this year. You know...
Oh, sure. Eddie Bazell, Groucho Marx, Lila Lee, Eddie Cantor, Walter Winchell, Bert Wheeler. I know.
Miss Talmadge, I suggest that you be a little more strict with Master Jessel. He just tricked me out of some lines.
That's nothing, Mr. Edwards. He tricked me into a marriage license. Georgie, name all the presidents of the United States for Mr. Edwards.
Oh, teacher, I can't.
You should be ashamed. When I was your age, I could name them all off just like that.
Say, when you were my age, there was only two of them.
I'll have him recite for you. I want you to say a nice little piece for the principal.
All right, teacher. I'll sing one of the principal's old songs. A song that'll live on no matter how many new crazy tunes are written school days.
Thank you, Georgie. The years are many since you sang that song.
Fool days, these are awful fool days. Santa, Anita, and Wall Street, too. We do things we never were taught to do. My wife thought she got a wealthy beau, but now she is dressed in calico, and she rides on my sleigh. You sew and sew, we're just like a couple of kids.
Those lyrics you sang were all wrong, Georgie. You haven't changed a bit. Now go away, Georgie. I want to talk to the teacher a minute.
All right.
Miss Talmadge, as soon as school is out, I wish you'd have lunch with me. Will you, honey?
Thank you. I'll be glad to.
I'll be waiting for you.
Well, Gus, you haven't changed a bit either.
Well, kids, I might not be passing this way very often, so let me leave this thought with you. Spanky, you keep on talking, and you may grow up to be a Georgie Jessel.
Not me. I'm going to save my money.
Then you'll grow up to be an Eddie Cantor. And to the girls, all I can say is I hope you all grow up to be as lovely as your teacher, Miss Talmadge. So long, kids.
Thank you, Gus Edwards, 1912-1938. Hello? Hello, Mom? Well, how do you like the show? Well, that's good. Look, the teacher gave me a note to bring home to you. I should stop fooling? Why? The bank sent you one of my notes today. Now, look, you stop fooling. I got something very important to tell you about, Mom. You see, next week, we've got on the program here. What's going on here? Hold the wire a minute, Mama. What's going on here? For heaven's sake. Wait a minute. Excuse me, folks. This is something that never happened before. Wait. I owe you an explanation. You are listening in because we are broadcasting from a theater and we have over 1,000 people in this audience. And the little disturbance that you're hearing is it seems that some little child has brought in a toy dog and has been squeezing it. Just bear with me for a minute. What are they doing, Norm? What are they doing about it?
The usher's asking the lady and the child to leave.
Well, that isn't necessary. No. Madam, lady, would you mind stepping? No. Bring it the child. You don't have to go. No, I'm sure the child won't do it again.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Jessel. I told him not to bring that little dory dog, and when I get him home, I'm going to give him a good spanking.
Oh, that's all right. Let the child alone. Talk to him nicely. He'll be all right.
No, I won't. I'm going to give him a good, sound spanking for interrupting your program, and I'll never take him anywhere again.
Oh, now come. Here's a little poem that I was just going to recite when all this started. Listen to it, and perhaps you'll change your mind. It's by Eugene Field. The little toy dog is covered with dust, but sturdy and staunch he stands. And the little toy soldier is red with rust, and his musket molds in his hands. Time was when that little toy dog was new, and the soldier was pet. Kiss them and put them there. Now don't you go till I come, he said, and don't you make any noise. So toddling off to his trundle bed, he dreamt of the pretty toy. And as he was dreaming, an angel song awakened our little boy blue. Oh, the years are many and the years are long, but the little toy friends are true. Aye, faithful to little boy blue they stand, each in the same old place, awaiting the touch of a little hand, the smile of a little face. And they wonder as waiting the long years through in the dust of that little chair, oh, what has become of our little boy blue since he kissed them and put them there. So you see, my dear lady, that's how Eugene Field felt about children, and I'm sure you do too.
Yes, I do, Mr. Jessel. And may I bring him to the broadcast next week?
Oh, surely, but if he comes in with that darn dog, I'll kill him.
Alfred? Say goodbye to Mr. Jessel.
Goodbye, Jessel. See you next week.
Goodbye, Sonny. Goodbye, teacher. Goodbye, Mama. Goodbye, everybody.
George Jessel's 30 Minutes in Hollywood, featuring Norma Talmadge, today brought you the guest appearance of Hal Roach's Our Gang Kids, fresh from their latest picture, Our Gang Follies of 1938. Also by courtesy of Paramount Pictures, Johnny Down. And as an added attraction, we were honored by the visit of that well-known star maker and writer of popular song hits, Gus Edwards. Next week, Mr. Jessel will have as his guests, by courtesy of Republic Pictures, Alice White, who recently scored a hit in the sidewalks of New York, and by courtesy of Paramount Pictures, Buster Crabbe, Olympic swimming champion and motion picture star, together with the regular cast including Tommy Tucker's orchestra, Amy Arnell, and the wonder child Josephine Starr. Plan to meet us here at 3 o'clock next Sunday.
Heard on this program with a selection, She's Tall, She's Tan, She's Terrific, from Cotton Club Parade, Mama, I Want to Make Rhythm, from Manhattan Merry-Go-Round, Moon of Manacora from Hurricane. 30 Minutes in Hollywood comes through the facilities of the Don Lee Hollywood Studios. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.